This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one for you, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. So nice of you to spend a little bit of your time with me today. And on the way, we have more autumn songs. Yeah, it's the third week of our fall festival. And on the countdown today, we have the biggest hits from the third weekend of October in 1949. And we resume our trip up the Billboard chart this week at number 5. Here's Margaret Whiting with Jimmy Wakely being naughty, slipping around.
Seems we always have to slip around to be together, dear. Slipping around.
Afraid we might be found.
I know I can't forget you, and I've gotta have you near.
But we just have to slip around and live in constant fear.
Oh, you're tied up with someone else, and I'm all tied up too.
I know I've made mistakes, dear,
but I'm so in love with you. I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back to me. And I won't have to slip around to have your company. Tied up with someone else, and I'm all tied up too.
I know I've made mistakes, dear,
but I'm so in love with you. I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back to me. And I won't have to slip around. And I won't have to slip around.
That's the number one hit on the country and western chart this week in 1949. Margaret Whiting with Jimmy Wakely and Slippin' Around. That'd be the number one country record for 17 weeks. On Billboard's pop sales chart this week, it was number 5. It would be the most played song on the jukeboxes for 3 weeks and be a million seller for the 25-year-old Whiting and 35-year-old Wakely. And before you hear how well their voices blend, you might think this is a puzzling duet. She grew up in Hollywood, daughter of composer Richard Whiting, while he was raised in Oklahoma and became a star on Gene Autry's Melody Ranch. The Whiting and Wakely made Slippin' Around one of the top records in the autumn of 1949. Well, let's check out some news headlines and see what was going on here 76 years ago. Back on August 5th, an earthquake in Ecuador kills 6,000 and destroys 50 towns. Meanwhile, on August 22nd, the Queen Charlotte earthquake is Canada's largest since 1700. More natural disasters. Guatemala has severe flooding this weekend. And as far as this summer's hurricane season, one hit Florida on August 27th and moved through the Atlantic coast states. Thankfully, only 2 deaths and $52 million in damage. And a week and a half ago, a Category 4 hurricane hit Texas. It brought heavy rain, but not much damage. $6.7 million, that's 1949 dollars. Most of that was to crops. In world financial news, the United Kingdom devalued the pound sterling from $4.03 to the American dollar to $2.80. This led to many other currencies being devalued. The reason was the danger of being unable to lay hands on sufficient gold and dollar exchange to finance necessary imports from the Western Hemisphere. Also in September, the Federal Republic of Germany is founded. That's West Germany. Konrad Adenauer is the first chancellor. And on September 29th, Iva Toguri Dakino, or Tokyo Rose, was found guilty on 1 of 8 counts of treason for her propaganda broadcast during World War II. And those were some items making news here in mid-October of 1949. And back on the countdown, we're at number 4 with a pianist they called Mr. Flying Fingers, Al Morgan.
Jealous heart, oh jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven her away forever. jealous heart. Now I'm the lonely one. I was part of everything she planned for, and I know she loved me at the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, oh jealous heart. Through the years, her memory will haunt me. Even though we're many miles apart, it's so hard to know she'll never want me. 'Cause she's heard your beating jealous heart.
Out of Chicago comes Al Morgan and Jealous Heart, number four this weekend at its peak here in 1949. Well, let's turn on the old Crosley and see what's coming over the airwaves. This year's top soap opera is The Romance of Helen Trent, Monday through Friday at 12:30 on CBS. Arthur Godfrey's every morning at 10:15. For the kids, Straight Arrow and Tom Mix. Tops on the weekend, Grand Central Station, also CBS, Saturday at 12:30. And the biggest story in primetime this week is CBS's powerhouse Sunday lineup. Earlier this year, Columbia's boss, William Paley, lured a number of NBC shows away. The Sunday block begins, of course, with Jack Benny, followed by Amos and Andy, then Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, Red Skelton at 8:30, Corliss Archer at 9 o'clock. That's actually a summer extender until Helen Hayes comes back. But that Sunday slot at 9 o'clock still belongs to Walter Winchell on ABC. Then it's Horace Height at 9:30. And at 10 o'clock, it's the Carnation Contented Hour. New hosts this year, Tony Martin and Joe Stafford. That lineup would have four of the top 10 programs this year. And as I mentioned, it all starts with Jack Benny and the Lucky Strike program. This weekend, Jack's trying to get over a cold.
Now, take off your pajama top and turn over. I'm going to give you a sponge and massage.
Look, nurse, I don't want...
Don't argue, just take off your top.
Oh, all right. There.
He your husband?
No.
Your boyfriend?
No.
A relative?
No.
Well, it's certainly nice of you to visit a lonely old man.
Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and the nurse Elvia Allman. You might not know the name, but you've seen her as the stern boss in the classic I Love Lucy Candy Factory episode. She also played busybody Selma Plout on Petticoat Junction and Elverna Bradshaw on the Beverly Hillbillies. And that was from the Lucky Strike program this weekend in 1949. And back on the countdown, we're at number three with Vaughn Monroe.
I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody else, you expect me to be true and keep on loving you, though I am feeling blue. You think I can forget you until someday you'll want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody
somebody new,
and though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow,
and then I won't want you. Someday you'll want me and long for me, dear, but I won't be there.
that someday you'll want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody new, and though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I won't want you, and then I won't want you.
Hailing from Akron, Ohio, 38-year-old Vaughn Monroe was Someday at number 3 on the charts this week. That was Coming Down after topping the jukebox and disc jockey rankings. Vaughn's 9th and final number 1 hit. Well, let's see what's really happening in 1949. Let's go to the gossip pages and see what good dirt they have for us. Well, the DA's office in Los Angeles investigated charges by actress Lila Leeds that actor Robert Mitchum was framed in his arrest on marijuana charges. Leeds believes that dancer Vicki Evans was a police spy who lured the two into a trap last year. Mitchum said he doubted that he was framed. Both Leeds and Mitchum pleaded guilty and served 50 days in jail. Evans, though, was acquitted in her jury trial. Aga Khan has announced that his daughter-in-law of 4 months, Princess Margarita, or Rita Hayworth as we know her, is expecting. Wedding bells for Olympic diving silver medalist 18-year-old Zoe Ann Olson. She got hitched to 22-year-old Jack Jensen, an All-American fullback at the University of California, but he just signed to play baseball with the New York Yankees. And reporter Lowell Thomas is back from Asia, 15 pounds lighter, and on crutches with a fractured thigh bone. He was thrown by a pony in Tibet. He said he ate lots of yak and recorded a broadcast from the forbidden Tibetan capital. And we bid some final farewells to notable personalities lately. On August 16th, it was novelist Margaret Mitchell. She died in a car crash. Actor Frank Morgan on the 18th of September. And Mark Warnow, 47, the leader of Your Hit Parade Orchestra. And another recent obituary, pop singer Buddy Clark. On October 1st, he and some friends rented a small plane to attend the Stanford-Michigan college football game. As they arrived back in L.A., the plane ran out of fuel, lost altitude, and crashed on Beverly Boulevard. Clark was the only passenger who did not survive. He was 38 years old. Buddy Clark's final recording session had been just 3 weeks earlier. And this was one of the tracks, A Dreamer's Holiday.
Climb aboard a butterfly and take off on the breeze. Let your worries flutter by and do the things you please. In the land where dollar bills are falling off the trees. On a dreamer's holiday. Every day for breakfast, there's a dish of scrambled stars. And for luncheon, you'll be munching rainbow candy bars. You'll be living a la mode on Jupiter or Mars. On a dreamer's holiday. Make it a long vacation. Time there is plenty of. You need no reservation. Just bring along the one you love. Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all you're worth. You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday. Make it a long vacation. Time there is plenty of. You need no reservation. Just bring along the one you love. Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all you're worth. You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday.
From a happy dream.
That's Buddy Clark with the Ted Dale Orchestra and the Girlfriends and A Dreamer's Holiday. That would make it to number 12 on the charts and be the last hit for the now late Buddy Clark here in October of 1949. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's Autumn Songs Part 3. Yeah, it's another week of apple cider, pumpkin spice, corn mazes, hay rides, warm sweaters, and wine by the fire pit. And maybe a dance among the colorful leaves as Tony Bennett sings here on the Autumn Waltz.
Chill winds and blue skies are everywhere, and I'm sentimental 'cause I still care, constantly dreaming of one love affair. When I hear the autumn waltz, golden October is when we met. The wind dries the leaves, but my eyes stay wet. You are the one love that I can't forget. When I hear the autumn waltz, come back. About to begin, and the barn is a palace when sweethearts walk in. No strings this season, I'm on my own. It's the loneliest feeling I've ever known. If you don't show up, I'll just walk home alone when they play the autumn waltz.
Coming on, I feel it all around. The leaves are moving faster along the ground. Why have all my dreams been broken wide apart? Where is all the hope that was in my heart? Another autumn, I've known the chill before, but every autumn I feel it more and more. For you can dream in spring, when every hope is high,
But when the fall comes in, they all begin to fade and die. Another autumn, so sweet when all is well. But how it haunts you when all is wrong. For one thing, time has shown, if you're alone when autumn comes, you'll be alone all winter long.
Could you identify that singer? That was Eddie Fisher. That was a recording from 1960 with the Golden Strings, Another Autumn from the musical Paint Your Wagon. And before that, Tony Bennett, The Autumn Waltz from 1956. Well, we head to the mountains now for pianist Jennifer Thomas and her composition, The Red Aspens.
Thank you.
From Seattle, that's Jennifer Thomas, The Red Aspens. A song from her 2007 debut album, Key of C, that's S-E-A. A great mood setter for our autumn playlist here on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times, and today our stroll down memory lane takes us back to the third weekend of October in 1949. And now let's do sports. In baseball, for the first time since 1932, both Philadelphia teams finished above 500. But the pennant races were exciting. The Yankees beat the Red Sox in the last two games of the regular season to win the flag by one game. Over in the National League, the Cardinals had a one-game lead over the Dodgers with four games to play. St. Louis lost to Pittsburgh while Brooklyn swept the Braves to move into first. Then the Cardinals lost to the last-place Cubs over the next 2 days, but still had a shot to tie. On the final day, St. Louis beat Chicago, but the Dodgers beat the Phillies in 10 innings to win the pennant. The pennant races were more exciting than the World Series. The Yankees took it in five. Bobby Brown hit 500, driving in five runs. Joe Page was the MVP with a win and a save. Ted Williams was the American League Most Valuable Player, but he went 1-for-12 in the last four games and missed the Triple Crown by 0.2 of a point to George Kell of the Tigers. Ralph Kiner hit 54 homers for the Pirates, but Jackie Robinson was the NL MVP. To football in the NFL, the Rams are off to a 4-0 start. While Greasy Neal's Eagles lost to Chicago 38-21, it would be the only loss of the year and nobody would come close the rest of the way. Philly won by at least two touchdowns every game, and they beat the Rams for the title 14-0 in a mud pit in L.A. in December to repeat as world champions. College football, Michigan the defending champions, but last weekend they lost to Army. This week's number one is Notre Dame. They crushed Tulane this weekend. Number two, Army blasted Harvard. Number three, Oklahoma outscored Kansas. The Irish, the Cadets, and the Sooners, along with California, all finish undefeated, with Notre Dame being named as the Associated Press national champions. And their end, Leon Hart, won the Heisman Trophy. And in boxing, the heavyweight champ is Ezzard Charles, light heavyweight Freddie Mills, middleweight Jake LaMotta, welterweight Sugar Ray Robinson, and the lightweight title holder Ike Williams. And that's a run-through sports from this weekend in 1949. And back on the charts this week, we're up to number two with another version of You're Breaking My Heart. This is Vic Damone.
You're breaking my heart 'cause you're leaving. You've fallen for somebody new. It isn't too easy believing you'd leave after all we've been through. It's breaking my heart to remember the dreams we depended upon. You're leaving a slow dying ember. I'll miss you, my love, when you're gone. I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should want to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start, dear. Till then, you're breaking my. Vestita, jaloscio ti schiude gran stol, di già con le rosse sua dita, carezza di fiore il stol. I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should want to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start, dear. till then, you're breaking my heart.
That's 21-year-old Vic Damone. You're Breaking My Heart. Record number 2 this weekend in 1949, accompanied by the Glenn Osser Orchestra. And Vic was coming off a 4-week stay at number 1. It's his first chart topper and second million seller. Well, time now for a bonus spin from this week's 76 years ago. Down at number 23 was Doris Day, Now That I Need You.
Where are you?
Where are you? Now that I need you. Now that I want you so badly, I could cry. Where are you?
Where are you?
Where did fate lead you?
Where are you?
Funny how I dreamed you'd still be standing by. I had you at my beck and call. I called you any time at all. I guess I took too much for granted. I never thought I'd lie awake and sigh. Where are you now that I need you? Now that I love you so madly, I could die. I had you at my beck and call. I called you any time at all. I guess I took too much for granted. I never thought I'd lie awake and sigh. Where are you now that I need you? Now that I love you so madly, I could.
Where are you now that I need you?
Now that I love you so madly, I could die.
Where are you?
A song from the musical Red Hot and Blue, which I mentioned earlier, was made into a movie in the fall of 49, starring Betty Hutton, Now That I Need You. That was Doris Day. She was accompanied by the John Rarig Orchestra and the Mellow Men. Also today, we're celebrating the fall season once again. And you know, all the music that you've heard over the last 3 weeks is the soundtrack for my frequent walks. It's on a dirt road by a creek, and now with the leaves changing colors, it is perfect. And I don't use headphones or earbuds. I like to have the sounds of nature with all this great music. And this next tune always enhances the experience. This is David Tolk. Autumn Gold.
Thank you.
That's David Tulk, a New Jersey native who went to Brigham Young University and stayed in Utah. Now he's one of the most listened to musicians in the world thanks to the online platforms. And that tune was called Autumn Gold, a track from his 2006 album, In Reverence. And David played all the keyboards and the guitar, and he got help from Darren Bradford on the flute and the English horn. Another wonderful song for the fall season, which we are enjoying today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we get out of here, a reminder about the website, oldtimesradio.com. You can find our list of affiliates, a schedule of upcoming shows, plus you can listen to previous programs on demand at the Listen Now page. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and X, and the email, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, here's our final autumn song for the season. Rick Wakeman plays Harvest Festival. There's keyboardist Rick Wakeman, who gained fame as a member of the progressive rock band Yes, but over the years he's dabbled in other genres too, as he did there on Harvest Festival from his 1986 album Country Airs. And that will close out this year's autumn celebration on Seems Like Old Times. And now we're up to the number one song from this third weekend of October in 1949. But first, the top news stories of the day, and today that's mainly about communism. And we start right here in the USA. 11 top-ranking Communist Party leaders were convicted in New York City on Friday of conspiring to teach the overthrow of the U.S. government by force. Meanwhile, Laszlo Rojk, Hungary's former number two communist, died on the gallows Saturday for treason. Two others were hanged as well. They admitted to a plot to overthrow Hungary's communist regime for a substitute government, which would knuckle under to Yugoslavian premier Marshal Tito. The controlled press there said police roundups and political purges would continue until hostile elements and imperialist agents are liquidated. Thousands have already been arrested and sent into forced labor. And the Greek Civil War has come to an end. Communist-led rebel forces, staggered by the government's recent big drive on strongholds near the Albanian border, announced they've stopped the civil war but won't lay down their arms. The UN in the Balkans has reported that communist Albanians and Bulgaria have been actively aiding the Greek guerrillas. Yugoslavia stopped aid last summer after Tito's fight with Russia and her satellites deepened. And in Asia this weekend, the Chinese communists Saturday night reached the border of Hong Kong after completing the occupation of Canton. The refugee nationalist government formally set up shop in Chongqing, vowing to fight to the end despite all setbacks. More than 30,000 British troops are on guard in a broad security belt just inside the frontier. It was 2 weeks ago when the People's Republic of China was officially proclaimed by Mao Zedong. Meanwhile, Madam Chang, the First Lady of the Republic of China, blamed the Soviet Union for her husband's ousting.
A few years ago, he was exalted for the courage and tenacity of the fight he waged. Now, he is pilloried. Russia will never know one day of peace in China. Russia will never own China. China will remain free.
But within weeks, Mao would be off to Moscow for treaty talks with Joseph Stalin. The commies are everywhere and making news here in October of 1949. And at the top of the Billboard charts this week, the first number one for Frankie Lane, That Lucky Old Son.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Show me that river, take me across, wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Right from the dawning through till the evening, nothing but slaving. And all the time I pray.
Weary, so weary.
Out in the morning, out on the job.
Work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, swear till I'm wrinkled and gray.
While that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Good Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to paradise. All my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
From Chicago, 36-year-old Frankie Lane, That Lucky Old Son, accompanied by Judd Conlon's Rhythm Ayers and the Harry Geller Orchestra. That's a million seller for Frankie, his third gold record. It's tops on all three Billboard charts this week, and his first number one was there for 8 weeks, including this weekend in 1949. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.